A day after the meeting between James Baker and French President Jacques Chirac, Mr. Chirac was in the headlines again. On Wednesday of this week, he said he supported a law to ban school students from wearing ostentatious religious clothing or symbols. Things like Muslim veils and scarves, Jewish yarmulkes, and large Christian crucifixes would be outlawed. For more than a century, France has decreed absolute secularism in its schools. Now the government, fearing mounting militancy among its Muslim population, wants to stop Muslim schoolgirls wearing their veils to school. From Paris, reporter Frank Browning has this story.
President Chirac's call for a law that would prohibit Muslim schoolgirls from wearing religious scarves has won vast approval from French citizens. 69% say no to any religious insignia in the schools, according to the latest poll.
In our schools, students shouldn't wear scarves.
These teachers at the Fontenay-aux-Roses school south of Paris uniformly opposed any demonstrative religious display on school grounds.
If a student or a pupil wants to wear a scarf, maybe there are some schools or universities for this religion. For example, in Lille, there is, I think it's the first university in France which is Muslim.
So far, the issue has been cast by most media as an intrusion of religion into public life. But not everyone sees it that way. Filmmaker Marianne Lebedeau has been following a group of Muslim adolescents in a working-class immigrant suburb for several years. She says the kids very often use the Muslim symbols as a way of establishing their identity.
A way of getting an identity is to become more religious or to stick to the veil, and they feel stronger and they feel that at least they have a community or a place, which they don't feel when they are without it.
But that's a problem too. Since the revolution, French government has declared its opposition to granting any special rights to ethnic or religious groups, vesting the idea of freedom in individual rights. Partially, that was due to anti-clericalism, partially to fear that regional or group politics would bring about national disintegration. The issue of identity politics has surfaced again with the huge immigration of North Africans, most of whom claim Muslim heritage. Immigration has provided a very hot button for the extreme right campaigns of Jean-Marie Le Pen, whose support, according to recent polls, has continued to grow beyond the 20% he won in the last presidential election. Le Pen and his followers have railed against the Muslim immigrants, and many political analysts see Chirac's proposed law as a tactic to fight off Le Pen and bolster his own falling poll numbers. But if politicians are using the scarf controversy for their own ambitions, so too are many of the schoolgirls, says Marianne Lebedeau.
The girls, they color their hair, and of course that's forbidden. So to hide that, they put the veil, and they say it's great, the veil is great, because you can hide from your parents that you have colored your hair.
Lebedeau says that in fact the girls seldom have trouble at school.
When they put the veil or they hide their hair, they do it as a fashion statement, and it's like a scarf they put that looks good with colors. And then when you put that kind of scarf on, a white girl can do it too. When are you able to say that's religious and that's fashion? I mean, are they going to question them? Are they going to make, fill up papers? I mean, where are we going then?
So far, there have been fewer than 1,500 recorded episodes of girls wearing veils to school, and many critics fear that Chirac's hard-line response will only provoke greater polarization. Already, both the Christian and Jewish national councils have opposed the proposed ban, forming a common front with Islamic leaders. In the grade school at Fontenay-aux-Roses, south of Paris, the teachers say there has so far been no controversy, even though there are many Muslim students there.
I saw one girl. She was asked to get rid of it, and she did. So that was all right.
Most of the teachers did not believe that the scarf controversy is really about religion.
Maybe some pupils or some students want to provocate. For example, caps are not allowed in the school. Actually, it's the same, okay? If a student or a pupil wants to wear a cap inside this school, maybe it's a sort of provocation.
The teachers, all of them steadfastly committed to secularism within the school, were taking their annual Christmas lunch. The school walls and gate were decorated with the usual Christmas insignia, which no one took to be provocative. The school holds no Hanukkah or end of Ramadan lunches. For Day to Day, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.